Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
When I'm that turned on, when I'm that sensitive, when I'm that just crazed, craving, hunger, desire, like I just want someone to fuck my brains out. It's fucking hot when you get to feel everything going on, unobstructed, going on in your body. Oh my God, somebody fucking throw me down on the ground and fuck the shit out of me right now. All right. Hello, guys. Did everybody have a nice Thanksgiving? I hope so. Did anybody take any advantage or did they get into Black Friday or Cyber Monday or any of that stuff? I know I did. And guess what I bought? A couple things. I got a great deal on my favorite lingerie brand, Agent Provocateur. They never have sales, and I got a sale, so I'm pretty happy about that. I got this bathing suit that I'd had on my watch list for quite a while, and I think last time I wanted to get it, it was on sale. It wasn't as good as this Cyber Monday sale, but it was on sale, and it was like not quite 50% off, but this time it was 50 fucking percent off, and I caught the sale on a fluke. I don't know. I happened to be in my inbox looking at messages when boom, the email came in and I jumped right on it because I'm telling you, the site never has, like they never put stuff on sale. And when they do, it's just not that, like, it's usually not the stuff that you would want. I mean, it's like Chanel, you know, they don't put their stuff on sale. So I was able to take advantage of that. I'm very happy. I just got a text the other day that, hey, your stuff's en route. It's going to be here tomorrow. Actually, this is Thursday. And you guys, hopefully we'll get this. You should be getting this on Friday. You should be getting this episode on Friday. I'm rushing right now to get it out. I thought I was going to do it yesterday. Anyway, you know, shit happens. You get behind. But anyway, I did that and I got my lube, my CBD lube. I researched it, found a lube that I like, and I got it. So when it comes, I'm going to tell you if it makes my vagina happy, if it makes it extra wet. You know, if I'm super sensitive, I was reading all the reviews, you know, women are like, oh my God, I usually don't have multiple orgasms. I had multiples and you know, and they're just like, I was reading all this stuff and I thought, okay, hey, I'm down. I'm going to give it a shot. So it wasn't cheap though. It was like $50 and it's not a huge, you know, I won't say it's like a large sample or a large size rather. It's just, it seems to be just kind of small. So I'm going to give this one a shot and then, you know, maybe I'll branch out from there and sort of really, if it works well, then I might just go deeper and get into it. And maybe, I don't know, do you want a bargain hunt for your CBD lube? I'm not sure. Maybe if it works well, you just have to go with that. So we'll see how that works. But hey, and another thing, I think this is, so the reason I'm talking about this stuff, and I think this is a good subject right now that I'm going to be talking about today, which is basically it's how fucking horny I get when I ovulate. I mean, I just turn into a total crazed monster. And it got me thinking, what is it to this? Why do I turn into a total just horn dog, which I do? And do men pick up on this? Because I feel like your animal, you know, just your, that animal fucking sex drive just comes out and it's crazy and it's undeniable. And I love it. You know, I love when I'm that turned on, when I'm that sensitive, when I'm that just crazed, craving, hunger, desire. Like, I just want someone to fuck my brains out. And I'm wondering, like, do other women go through this? I think some of them do. I have some theories on that. We'll get into that a little bit later in the podcast. And then I also did a little research. So we're going to kind of like look up, I looked up some of the studies, you know, about like, can men tell? do your primal lizard brains pick up on the fact that a woman's fertile? And do they look more attractive? Like, does that spark your inner animal, inner fucking caveman? Does it just want to come out? Do you just want to like grab her by the hair and just stick it in her? So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. That's funny. I feel like I'm blushing as I'm talking about this because I'm like, woo! You know? I get to talk about how horny I get. Oh my God. And I do. Like okay. I'm going to get into that. But I also discovered on a fluke that my female audience has bounced up. It's like, back up to 45%. Yay, ladies. Thank you so much. So this is why I think this episode is going to be very timely and interesting to you. For a while there, I was like down to like 35%. The women had like bailed or jumped, or I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was when COVID hit. They were like, hey, I got other things I got to focus on. But I'm back to the 45%. I would actually love it if my audience was a 50-50. Not that I'm complaining, because you know why? If you take time out of your day to listen and you actually enjoy this podcast and you listen and you've been faithfully listening, you're my people. Like, you're my tribe. I do this podcast for you. And it's really exciting that I know, you know, that you're listening, that I'm impacting you. And whether it's I say something that sparks something in you, or it just turns you on, presents mild amusement for you. And by the way, I've got 159,000 downloads. And I was looking at the list of countries that listen to this podcast. Unfreaking believable. I'm so blown away and humbled, and just truly, truly humbled. Like, if you're taking time out of your day to listen to me provide you with one little spark or one little bit of entertainment, then, you know, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm welcome. I'm happy. Like I said, this is the reason I do this. This is the reason that after so many years of me threatening that I'm not going to do it anymore, that I keep going, because the numbers keep going up. My listener base keeps growing. And just as a total sidebar, I know that most people don't realize this. Unfortunately, podcasting statistics, like the information that we get, it's the lamest of any type of information that we get. I get so little information about my listener base. I can tell whether, you know, I can get like a male or female. I think I can get income depending on what site the information's coming in from. But, you know, basically the general information that I get is like, okay, how many people in the US, how many people in, you know, what country, like I'll get numbers like that. And then, you know, male or female, and what you're listening on. So if you're, you know, if you're coming in from iTunes, but that's it. Like, I don't know. That's all I know about you. So it's very, very, very generic. I wish it was more in depth, but you know, that way I could be more insightful about what types of podcasts I was doing, but that's okay. I'm grateful and thankful. And it's a nice way to come off Thanksgiving, is to say, I'm thankful for you guys. You know, when I go around, like on Thanksgiving, when everyone goes around the table secretly, I'm like, I'm thankful for my podcast listeners. I didn't say that out loud because I have a secret podcast. Remember, nobody knows yet. But I'm about ready to come out of the closet after the first of the year. Okay, so now I got a very interesting message from somebody on Tumblr. And I told him as I was chatting with him, I'm like, I'm going to read this out because it made me feel really good. He says, I drive a truck and I'm absolutely in love with your podcast. Yours is one of my regular pods to play on long days. Your voice is beautiful and your content is always entertaining, humorous, and sometimes even educational. I'm only even sometimes educational. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm in the BDSM community and I love hearing about your journey into the world of kink. I hope your Thanksgiving was wonderful and I look forward to hearing your gorgeous voice again on Monday. Well, this is from Whiskey Me Away. That's his handle on Tumblr. Thank you, Whiskey Me Away. I really appreciate it. I told you I'd give you a shout out. And I asked him, what I said, thank you very much. And by the way, you know, is there anything you'd like to hear or have me talk about. And I always want feedback from you guys, just so you know. But he said, I like hearing and sharing fantasies, maybe a segment at the end of the listener, at the end for the listeners to send in fantasies. And you read two or three of them and then comment on them. And I thought that, I said, that is a fabulous idea. I let him in on a little secret that I was working on getting an audio voicemail plugin put on my website, and that will allow you to leave me voicemails. So you don't have to even type shit out anymore, because you know what? Obviously, hello, I'm into voice. I don't like it. It's funny, when I'll text back and forth with somebody, a lot of times I send them voice memos. I don't even like to sit there and type and peck and da 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 da. I'm just so into voice and so into that I've just grown accustomed to it. So what I'm doing is, it's not up yet. I'll let you know when it is. It should be up by the next podcast. I purchased a plugin that I can stick on my website, and I'll have a landing page for it. And then all you do is I don't know who you are, but you just put in, you can leave me a voice message. You can say, you know, maybe it's a fantasy, you want to comment on something. You know, if you're leaving anything nasty, negative, or whatever, you know, something like that, if you just want to be a jackass, well, you can do that too, but it will get deleted. I won't even acknowledge it. So there you go. But if you have a fantasy that you want me to read on the air, or just something you want to say, any type of topic you want me to cover and discuss, really the sky's the limit. You can leave me a voice message about anything and everything that you want. And I'm going to listen to all of them, and I will respond. I may just respond privately to you if you want me to, or I may just respond on the air. I won't disclose whatever fake name or whatever you put in there. It's all good. I'm used to people wanting to keep their identities private. And trust me, hello, I'm the queen of privacy. I get it. So don't worry about that. It's no big deal. You can just put in there whatever you want. And I'm excited. I think this will be a fun way to communicate back and forth with you guys. So it'll be on the website. I will let you know when it's launched. Like I said, hopefully by the next podcast, I'll be able to announce it. So all righty. Let's see. What's the next thing here we're going on to? Oh, yes. Now we're getting into the heart of the matter, which is, when I ovulate, I get so freaking horny. And I know when I ovulate because, as I've mentioned before on previous episodes, I don't use birth control. I do use what's called fertility awareness method. So I'm using pregnancy prevention. I want to be careful about when I say I'm not using birth control. I'm not using a pharmaceutical prescribed birth control. I'm using birth control that I'm in control of. And therefore, I trust that more because I know what the fuck's going on in my body. I don't like the chemicals because of the side effects. Number one, it allows women to just be completely absent in not present in what's going on in their own bodies. Number two, you're not as horny and sensitive, and it's fucking hot when you get to feel everything going on, unobstructed, going on in your body. Your body gets to do what it's supposed to do. You can still prevent pregnancy, and quite frankly, much more accurately, because you're not just thinking, oh, well, I've got some chemicals in me, they're going to do the job. We all know that that's not 100% accurate. And if you're actually taking a pill, again, that's up to the user, and there's a standard margin of error if you use it accurately, but there's also a margin of error, then you compound that if you're not taking it on time and people forget that human component, you know, that's the thing that you got to worry about. But after years and years and years and years, I mean, like, we're talking, gosh, let me see, how long have I been doing that? Taking my basal temperature. It's over a decade for sure. I started doing that actually in my 30s. Yeah, I started doing that in my 30s. And at 30. Anyway, but the fun part, okay, so the fun part of it is I'm aware of what the fuck is going on in my body. I get to feel all of the things that naturally my body wants me to feel, I guess, you know, like by the sheer nature of it, that the raise in the hormones, the increased horniness, like the horniness level that I experience when I'm ovulating or when I'm getting towards that phase is off the freaking charts. I love feeling my breasts get swollen, my nipples just begging to be sucked on, my everything is hypersensitive, my vagina, I mean, is wet and drippy and throbbing, my clit is like, I don't know, do we have 80,000 nerve endings? It feels like there's like 160,000 nerve endings. Everything is hyper, hyper sensitive. And I'm hyper aware and the wind can blow. And I'm just like, oh my God, somebody fucking throw me down on the ground and fuck the shit out of me right now. It's amazing. And then add to that recipe somebody that totally turns you on, somebody that you're just fucking hot for. Let me tell you, it's unbelievable. Now, you can still use condoms during this period if you want to, again, if you can't abstain, if you can't do something else like oral sex or, you know, there's a million different things you can do while you're actually in that stage to not get pregnant. You know, you're only limited your own creativity, but you can still have sex, you know, with a condom on. And if you want to bury your method, right? But I'm just telling you, the letting, just experiencing that, oh man. And knowing like there's this hotness and this thing, I don't know what it is to the, I guess it's a kink or a fetish. Like there's a lot of people out there that have the pregnancy risk fetish and the, you know, come inside me and all that stuff. That shit turns me on. Now I'm not, take it with a grain of salt. It's the same thing as my rape fantasy. It's not the, yes, I, you know, like I want to be reckless, but flirting with it, getting right on the edge in a safe way. And that's hard for people to understand. Like there's obviously there's ways to do it where you're not, it's a perceived flirtation. It just makes it so fucking hot. Like, cause I love cum in me, on me. I mean, I love it. It fucking turns me on. A man's cum turns me on. And it's amplified when you're getting close to ovulating or when you directly are. Like, I know, like, I mean, I've said to partners before, I'm like, I mean, like, I'm just out of my mind right now. Like, I can't, don't come over, don't be near me. Like, you can't trust me right now because I'm crazy. You're like an animal. Like, you want to fucking breed. It's fucking awesome. I'm sorry to use the F word so much. I mean, you guys know I love the F word, but it's just, I love what nature intended for us. I love the way our bodies are designed, what they're supposed to do. And I, like I said, now tick that up a notch. When you have somebody that you're with and you're just both fucking hot for each other and that drive and that desire isn't stifled by chemicals, because men aren't on chemicals. That's why they're fucking horny all the time. And I think that's why, you know, women pay attention to the shit you're pumping in your body so that you don't have to actually be mindful of what's going on. To me, it doesn't make sense. It never made sense. I was like, you know what? I want to know. I'm so in touch with my body. I'm so body aware. Like I could tell you like within a few hours when I'm going to start my period and when, you know, and when I'm ovulating, I can feel it. Like my ovaries swell. It's like your whole pelvis, like everything's on fire. You're just like, it's like, you know, have you ever heard of a female cat, like that calling, that crying? Like that's what it feels like. I understand why animals get the way they are, why they do what they do, because it's just so intense. It's intense. Oh my God. It's fucking intense. So that's when I'm like, God damn it. Where's my man with a vasectomy? Like, really? I've never dated a guy that had a vasectomy. God damn, get me one. Where are the men with vasectomies? Please. Anyway, it's just like, it's hot. I'm into it. I love it. I love just feeling everything that my body is doing. This last time I was ovulating over Thanksgiving and so it's kind of like 2 days prior you ovulate and then 2 days after you're just like super horny. There's like 5 days where you're just crazy. I'm like, I'm an animal, crazy fucking animal every 5 days and of every month. Like I'm always horny. I'm always super horny, but this, like I said, this is some animalistic, primal, crazy fucking shit that you want to fuck, you want to be fucked. Make no bones about it. You're ready to jump on any stiff dick that comes your way. I mean, you know, within reason, right? But that's how you feel. I mean, I have a brain in my head. So I don't indulge, but I'm just saying like, that's how it feels. You feel your skin feels hot. You feel like you just want to, you just want to fuck. You can feel the blood coursing through your veins and it's all about sex. Whew. All right. I better fan myself off here. Okay. So that's how it feels. If you haven't felt that, you need to feel that. Like, trust me, ladies, like that feeling is just, it's amazing. So needless to say, I masturbated a shit ton over that whole Thanksgiving week. And oh my God. And it was like every experience felt like this is the best I've ever masturbated. It was just super intense. I mean, I cannot wait to get this CBD lube and use it while I'm ovulating. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm probably going to be out in the stratosphere, stuck on the ceiling with my own like horniness. I don't know what's going to happen. I will report this back. But oh yeah, I was using my big dildo. I was watching porn. Everything was hitting on all cylinders. The big dildo, horny as fuck. I was finding the right porn to watch and it just, everything was clicking on all cylinders. It was pretty fucking hot. I mean, for not having someone else in the room. Like I said, you got to be responsible. Sometimes you got to put yourself on lockdown during these times. Where I'm not trying to cause any problems for myself. Oh God. Even though like literally you're just, I feel like I start thinking like a man, you know, like with, which is throwing out some, you know, the comments, throwing out the realization of the consequences that could happen. But, and I'm not, that's nothing against men. I'm just saying you guys are horny, you know, you're horny, horny, horny. You know, I could say, oh, I don't know. It might be risky. And you guys might just want to go for it. Anyway, totally understand, because when I'm in that mode, I'm just like, fuck. Yeah. It's very hard to hold yourself back. However, years and years of experience has taught me to do so. I do so. And again, I've had 10 years plus of no birth control, no chemical birth control, because I do consider fertility awareness method a birth control. So I've had that and I've been able to get the good stuff without the bad stuff. Like I'm probably not going to have tumors and fibroids and, you know, all this weird shit and just everything that, you know, when you pump chemicals in your body, it changes stuff. It changes things on a cellular level and there's risks. Sometimes they're minute, sometimes they're big, but again, I'm avoiding all that. And then I get the benefits of feeling how horny, you know, you really can be. And quite frankly, I think this might be a big part of it. I mean, you know, we think that women are less horny than men, but we're on birth control. We're on something that suppresses those chemicals that come out and that would normally be happening every month, fluctuating at different levels, causing different responses, causing our body to do different things. We know that when, you know, it's a common thing that when women go into menopause, when they hit that phase, they lose their sex drive. It's the loss of the chemicals. But, you know, when you're not suppressing that, and in any way, I mean, the shit you feel is crazy. And I wouldn't, like, you couldn't pay me to, you know, pump something in my body. I didn't even get the fucking flu shot, like legit. I was just at my doctor last week. Was it last week? I think so. I have this calf muscle that feels like it's in a constant, like, mild form of a Charlie horse. Like, you know, like right when you're about ready to get, like at night when you get a leg cramp. I've had that for about like 3 or 4 weeks where it's just like, it comes in and out and it comes in and out. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know? And so I finally, cause I hate going to the doctor. So I finally went. And of course, when I told them I have this thing, you know, they're thinking like, oh my God, blood clot, you know, you're going to have a stroke or whatever. I mean, they knew I wasn't going to have a stroke. They know I'm healthy. They know like, I'm not on any medications. Like I exercise, like they weren't super worried, but they're like, why don't you just come in anyway? So I did. And then of course the doctor's like, well, you know, she's like, you pulled something. And I'm like, I can't think of how I did it, but maybe it's a masturbation sprain. I don't know. Cause you know, when you're masturbating, you sort of tense up. You're kind of like, I have to tense something usually if I'm going to come. It's like something has to be squeezed or tightened. And so I didn't tell her, oh, it's a masturbation strain. You know, I'm like, I have been cycling. I haven't been running. So I'm like, it's not from running, you know? And anyway, all right, I'm digressing. The point of that was my doctor kind of laughed. She's like, I see you haven't had the flu shot. She's like, I know you don't like to put chemicals in your body. And I'm like, yeah, no, She's like, okay, just thought I'd ask. So anyway, all right, where am I? I'm sorry, I apologize. I totally got off track. You know how I am. You guys know how I am. You've been listening to me long enough. So I watched on my porn. Oh, and then I just decided, like, I really got into, because it was so hot and so horny. I'm like, do men, I'm like, because this gets very primal and animalistic. And I'm wondering, do men pick up on this? Like, guys, do you think you notice when a woman's ovulating? Do you know your partner well enough? Or are you kind of cavemanish enough? Like, do you think you can scan the room and know, like, okay, who's the fertile babe? Where am I supposed to spread my seed or not spread my seed? However you're looking at it. And I did a little research, and it's interesting because there are some studies, and, you know, it was basically, you know, do men notice the hormonal shifts, and does this, are there changes? There was one study I came across that showed that men, a woman's face, the shape of her face actually changes and becomes more pleasing. And so the men were picking out women's faces that were more pleasing, and those women were ovulating. So, like, visually they could pick up on it. And then there was another one where, oh, this is kind of strange. This one's kind of gross. There were vaginal secretions in jars, and men were sniffing the jars, and they found that the jars that were more pleasing were women that were ovulating. So the smell of your pussy is more pleasing when you're ovulating. Maybe it smells bad when you're supposed to not have sex. I don't know. I hope my pussy never smells bad. But I'm just saying, you know, how would you know? I mean, unless you have, like, something really funky going on down there. Again, like I said, this is like subtle primal lizard brain stuff. You know, like, who's really picking up on this? Okay. And let's see. What is the next one that, oh, it was the sweat. There was a test where it was so similar, I guess maybe similar to the vaginal secretions, that men were smelling sweat samples from females, and there was a group that was ovulating, and, like, and there's a group that's not ovulating, and the group that's ovulating, their sweat was more preferred by men. So there you go. I don't know. There is some science behind it. I do think that men notice this stuff and they pick up on it. Yeah, I think it's there. Like, I really do. I think, yeah, I do. I believe in, like, all this animal drive. I mean, I've experienced it. It's fucking hot. Jesus. Ugh. That's why I'm into all, so I love sex so much. That is why I think I love sex so much, because I'm not pumping chemicals that inhibit my sex drive and my desire in any way. I'm still taking precautions. I know what days to avoid, and I have it down to a science. I feel better as a woman knowing what's going on in my body, knowing that I'm not just leaving it haphazard and random up to some drug or pill or whatever that I may or may not take accurately because I got lazy. Oops, I forgot a day. What do you do if you do? I mean, none of that shit. It's super easy to just pop your, you know, take your temperature, basal temperature, and, you know, there's apps for it. And then you become aware, and you can see when you ovulate. Because women don't, there's a standard basic, that 12 to 14 day fucking thing that's out there. Don't rely on that. That's not how it works, people. Do a little education. Every woman is different. We're, you know, like, we're all like all the vaginas are different. We're like snowflakes. Your reproductiveness is different. Some women ovulate earlier. It's on their 10th day. Some women, you know, are late. Some women, it moves around. The only way to catch it and know what's going on is to measure it. Get some data, measure it. You'll be able to predict this stuff. You know when it's coming. You'll see if you're, you know, if you have a regular ovulation day, you'll know actually what your cycle length is. I mean, there's all this stuff that comes with it. Okay, I know, I digress. The guys are probably like, ew, getting squeamish. But now that I have 45% women, hello. I think they like this stuff. I do. I know I do. I geek out on it. I love science. I just love knowing. I love, you know, anything that is years of evolution, you know, have gotten us here. And I value that. I value the information. I value what my body's doing. And I always want to be in touch and aware. And I think that that's a huge part of, for women, that's a huge part of our sexuality. The more we tune out, the more we're just not caring. It's a slight
little shift. You know, it's like, well, I don't really need to know what's going on in my body. Boom, let me pump myself full of chemicals. Yeah, I don't really need to maintain my weight or care about my weight. Let me eat 10 Big Macs a week. Yeah, you know, and then, yeah, I don't really need to worry about my hygiene or going to the doctor or whatever. And then, you know, boom, you're not even in touch with your own female sexuality and yourself as an attractive, sexy goddess, and you're wondering why your dating life sucks, or, you know, why there's no good men out there, you know, that kind of thing. It starts with you, ladies. It starts with us. And just kind of tweak these thoughts, tweak these things. You know, like in the previous podcast, I talked about the mentality of take a picture of yourself naked. I don't care if you have no one to send it to. Take a picture of yourself naked every day. Commit to that for 365 days. See if that doesn't motivate you. You know, really start to, and then play around with it. You know, maybe you're like, okay, ooh, I don't know if I like that. Okay, ooh, I have a good angle over here. Whatever it is that gets your mind engaged, gets you thinking about sex, gets you in touch with your sexuality and your feminineness, I mean, then you're unstoppable because guys love it. They're going to pick up on it. It's like in these science things, a man will notice a woman. Science things. That sounds stupid. Why did I just say it's like in these science things? What I meant is it's like in these previous experiments that I was referencing, men pick up on this stuff. If you have two women walk in a room, one woman could be where, you know, where we would consider maybe the more higher standard of, you know, Americanized beauty, whatever that is. And then you have another woman who's maybe a strong seven, but she's got the presence, the energy, she commands the room. She walks in and she just knows she's the shit. Guess what? Who do you think every guy's going to be talking to? Her. Right? It's attitude. And it's the way you feel about yourself. And it's what you're projecting out. So file that away. We're starting a new year. Let's all learn fertility awareness method. And if you have questions about it, you can email me or hopefully very soon, leave me a voice memo. All right. Well, thanks guys. Thanks so much for listening. It's what's today? December 3rd. We're winding this year down. Thank God this shit show of a year. I'll tell you what, I am ready for some changes. I'm ready for some nasty fucking shit. Like sexy, nasty shit. That's what I'm ready for. All right, everyone. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.